Wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your host. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. And today I'm talking about doorways. Doorways are just portals. Are we going? Are we coming? Leaving? Entering? Is it an ending or a new beginning? Are we letting go or holding on? And how do we tell the difference? Doorways really are a portal, my friend, from one place to the other. And change is the only constant in life. And yet, moving through change is challenging. And letting go can be very difficult. And we may say that we want to get up and go, and we want to change, and we want to transform, and we want all the things. The grass is always greener, right? Outside our doorway. And sometimes that's a fallacy. Sometimes, you know, wherever you go, there you are, right? But sometimes doorways are exactly what you need to let go of old stories, to let go of the old hurts, to have forgiveness for yourself, to have unconditional love for yourself, and recognize that just because you were in one room doesn't mean you have to stay stuck in that room. And, you know, life is a playground. That's what I say, right? And unlike school, where you study first and get the test later, life seems to be the test first and the lesson later. And it's the school of life. And we get to decide with every portal, with every gateway, is it truly an ending or a beginning? And it's so funny. I remember as a kid, I learned, you know, commencement exercises, you know, when you graduate elementary school, middle school, high school, college, they call it commencement. But commencement is a beginning. And yet as a child, you're celebrating an ending. You're celebrating that, you know, oh my God, I got to sixth grade and I'm the oldest in the school, because back then it was elementary school for me up to sixth grade. Now they change it fifth. And then middle school, those middle years, they're so awkward. Puberty, like, are you coming or going? You're just changing and your bodies are changing. And everybody's bodies start to change at a different time and a different rate. And friendships are morphing. And I remember even every school year, you know, they would reshuffle the classes, right? I went to with the same kids. We had four elementary schools that fed into two middle schools that led to one high school. So at each juncture, we got more people to become friends with. But each year in each of those, they would shuffle the classes around and shuffle the tracting and, you know, shift around who they labeled in the smart classes or the not so smart classes or the remedial classes. And they put these labels on us and they really gave us identities that may or may not have been the best identity for us, right? And so why am I talking about all this and rambling about doorways and portals and pathways? And, you know, it's in my face this weekend. On Wednesday, my lease was up. I had a lease for 7.5 years for my physician's practice. And that lease, there had been a move 7.5 years prior. So really, this was from, you know, 1995. Till November 30th, 2025, where I was running my business. First, I call it Valley Center for Reproductive Health, and I rebranded it as West Coast Women's Reproductive Center. But I've been a gynecologist and a fertility doctor for so many years of my life. It's an identity that is like slapped on me, it's glued on, it's rubber cemented on. It is such a part of my being. And yet, can I take a gentle break? Can I take this end of this lease to literally sit with myself and say, is this label me? Now, it will always be a part of me. And what I think about is the inner child in me. She is always, always a part of me. She never actually grows up. She stays as a child inside of me. And that inner child wore so many hats, so many emotions, so many identities. And as I grow up, the healing journey that I've been on for this last 7 years, that started, I guess, with this move that was the goal was to open up a big integrative medicine clinic and not be just a fertility doctor, but bring in a team of healers, because integrative healing was what I felt was really critical to healing myself and my patients, and that there are so many healing modalities beyond Western medicine that I was using and I wanted to bring to my patients. And I brought in a naturopath and a massage therapist and a psychotherapist, and another fertility doctor came with me. And I had workshops planned, and we did yoga classes on Saturday when we first moved in, and I had breathwork classes coming to my center, and I was going to grow this integrative health center because I really think and feel and totally still agree with there's so many ways to heal. And my friends, then COVID happened, right? And COVID was a disruptor, an innovator, a new virus. And it infected all of us in so many different ways. But in my office, it meant I actually had to stand up and use my voice to my partner and say, I can't carry your load anymore. I've been supporting you for years. You need to pay your way. And she was angry about that. And she was angry also that I had moved into a bigger space, even though it gave her more legitimacy and a larger place to practice in. And it looked great. But for her, you know, it was a bigger nut. And she wasn't so sure she wanted that bigger nut. And so she left. So then I had to carry a much larger rent by myself. My naturopath went back to being a lawyer for naturopaths. My psychologist had already left to open up her own place next door. My massage therapist couldn't pay his rent, so he just disappeared for a year. And so things closed and changed and morphed. And then I sublet to some other people, and I made it work. And I learned that the survivor in me is always going to find a way to survive. And during this time, I got up in this new office. Somehow, some way, I got up the strength to walk away from a marriage that wasn't serving my needs. I couldn't grow and evolve and change and transform in that box. So I needed to cross a threshold. And I needed to leave and go and live on my own, embrace my biggest fear. So I realized in these last 7 years, I was in a cocoon. I had to live by myself, something I had never really done. After COVID, I had to run this business and support myself really on my own, which was challenging when I had expanded and then my practice constricted. But the survivor in me, that inner child, that inner survivor, she's with me always and looks out for my best interests. But sometimes, and I teach this to folks, in these last 7 years, I've done deeper, deeper healing work, healing my inner child, healing my hyper-rational, hyper-logical brain, realizing that my inner survivor child, she drives the bus a lot. She's always trying to make sure I'm safe. But in that safety, she's not my full self. She's just a part of me. And she keeps me on guard. She keeps my, she keeps the guard up. She doesn't always let me be who I want to be, which is a girl who loves big, who feels everything. So for many years, I got through medicine and survived and thrived because I was a head on a stick. And I knew so much knowledge about medicine and the body. And I continue to devour knowledge about medicine, healing technologies, healing techniques, how to heal the body. But my friends, the body is attached to the mind. The mind is part of the body. And yet we split it and we somehow treat the body separate from the mind. And we treat the body separate from the heart and the emotions. And in our logical, rational world, we've somehow divorced spirituality and connection and recognition that we're not separate from nature. We're part of nature. And we co-create with nature. And nature going inside into our bodies helps us heal. Going outside the doors of our house and the doors of our office. Oh my gosh, can that be healing? Going into nature, we call it an integrative medicine from the Japanese, forest bathing, writing a prescription for going outside the doorways into the vastness that is nature. I write prescriptions for people to go outside because in nature, when we become one with nature, we realize we're not above the earth or below the sky. We're interconnected and totally part of it. And when we're in nature, we have this awe, this miracle, this magic of recognizing we're connected to the earth and the waters and the sky. We're 67% water, my friend. We're part of the water cycle. You are the ocean in your body. You are the waterfall in your body. And so the outdoors is a healing place. It's a doorway to healing. Sunlight changes your mood. Being outdoors changes your microbiome, and you are more bacteria than you are human. And you need to give the bacteria a chance to interconnect with their outdoor microbiome, not just your indoor microbiome. So doorways can be portals to the inside and the outside. Doorways can be portals to who you were yesterday and who you might be in the future. Graduation is a commencement into a newer you. You can keep the old. And I tell people the story of your life, your past, your inner child, your inner fears, they will always be with you. But can you talk to your inner child? Hold her, love her, tell her she is safe to be with you always. She is there to keep you safe, to ensure your survival. But many of her limiting beliefs and her limiting stories were designed and made before the age of 7. So, my friends, she cannot have the adult, nuanced brain that your wise, sage self has. And the body is the portal from your survivor child to your wise, sage self. And can you leave your inner survivor self when you're feeling negativity and step out into that doorway of the mind, out of the logic mind, into the brilliant body that nature gave us to recognize, wait, I'm not dying, I'm surviving. I don't need to listen to my pre-7-year-old self. I can check in with the future, with my wise, aligned self, my sage self that knows so much more, the body that knows, the body that built you. Because my friends, the minute we're born, I've said this before, we lose trust in our bodies to grow us, to build us, to take care of us. And we start relying on our mind and the screaming child that is terrified at birth, instead of trusting in this brilliant body to heal us, to take us as a portal to the next level, from tiny caterpillar stuck on the ground, living in a room, in a cocoon, until it becomes a portal outside the cocoon, shedding the cocoon into its butterfly flying over the earth. You too, my friends, every doorway, every transition is a time to go inward, to cocoon, to find the you again, so you can fly into a new version of you. And so, my friends, sit with that as we go to break. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your witchy doctor and change advocate, Dr. Tina Cooper Smith. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network, because this network inspires adults to choose, to consciously choose what you listen to notice who you want to become. We'll be right back.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. You can find me and links to my retreats, my workshops, and whatever's coming next on my website, Dr. Tina Plays. Go check it out. DrTinaPlays.com. Let's go back to doorways. Are doorways endings or beginnings? They're thresholds. They're literally cocoons from one side to the other. Commencements and graduations our endings but beginnings, stepping into the new you, learning about who you want to become and who you were. And your story, my friends, your experiences, your history, your her story, it will always be with you. And I like to say, you get to choose whether your stories are rocks in your backpack weighing you down, or can you paint those rocks, decorate them, and make a really beautiful staircase to what's next? You have the choice. Voice is a choice. And your voice is in your head. Are you speaking to yourself from your inner child or your wise sage self? Because your inner child is often scared and fearful and terrified of change because she's not sure if she's safe for life to change. She's not sure who's going to take care of her. She's looking, that inner child is looking outside of herself to be cared for, because children need to trust the adults in the room to care for them. And sometimes those adults have not actually healed their inner child, and they're not very good role models. And so the inner child judges themselves because they're terrified that if they actually judge these abhorrent role models, then the role model will be even worse to them and they won't get cared for. And so we learn before the age of 7 to judge ourselves, to judge others, to judge life circumstances. And we develop so many tools to ensure survival. For me, my dad loved me, but my dad demanded perfection because that was his way out. And he demanded rigorous schooling because that was his way out of his dysfunctional divorced home back in the middle of the Depression. And medicine and academics were his key to a stable life. And so, although I felt his love and he was amazing and he loved me unconditionally, my child self didn't know he loved me unconditionally. My child self knew I had to be perfect and I had to be a good student and I had to be really rational, because if I went into my dreamlike silly state, I was told to tone it down. My child loved to breathe. My child loved to go inward and feel her body. And she taught her friends how to feel pleasure in the body through breath. And their mother next door told me that was bad. I didn't know what was bad, but I knew that breath work and feeling in my body had to be hidden from others. And I didn't ask my mom or dad. I didn't trust them either. So I was doing life alone. And I learned that being alone, because I was a good student, that was how to get ahead in life. But my friends, as I've been healing my inner child, I'm learning logic. Logic is only one way for success. And being alone is not, being alone is like being on an island. And I was always connecting with others. I found out from a friend this weekend that my 5 strengths, one is learning, the other is connection. I have an open heart, and every stranger to me is a friend I haven't met yet. And I am constantly connecting to new people and new groups, because heart-to-heart connection is so important to survival, right? So I learned that I have more than a physical body and more than a mind body, but I was a head on a stick for so many years doing life as a doctor alone. And the doctor, my friends, is all about fixing the physical body. Our Western medicine is geared towards breaking down the body into its parts, which is brilliant. And we've learned so much about how those parts interconnect. But my friends, the body is bigger than the sum of its parts. It is the energetic connections between all those parts that keeps us together. So we have this energy body, and we need to have positive energy balance. And energy in is through pleasure and play. And children know how to play and keep their energy high. Why do adults think they're so fatigued and they don't have the energy? Many of them have stopped playing, have stopped growing, have stopped transforming. They don't even know how to access play and pleasure anymore. They don't know what their soul, their nervous system needs to play. They don't know how they get turned on, how they are lit up. And so their soul and their energy level declines. And if you don't have the energy to run all the machinery that is your physical body, well, your physical body is going to take a break and be fatigued and go into hibernation. And so, my friends, we have an energy body and a physical body. That connection body, that's our heart body. That's how we connect to each other, to the universe we are a part of. When we go outside the doorway and connect into nature, connect into the microbiome that is nature inside us as well as outside us, as recognizing we are animal beings with a God force that is the connection between heart and mind. So we can tap in. We are the one animal that was gifted the connection between heart and mind to have an awareness of our body, an awareness of our energy, an awareness of our external reality. That, my friends, is how we co-create with the divinity within. When chromosome 2 decided to connect and be this huge chromosome, we connected left and right brains and heart and mind together. And we have this awareness, mind, body, heart, and soul, that animals have, but they don't have the awareness. And so the doorway, my friends, to your best life, the doorway to transformation, the doorway to a new you is to connecting mind, body, heart, and soul. And you can't do that as a head on a stick. You can't holistically heal mind, body, heart, and spirit by thinking your way out of your problems. You have to feel it. You have to sense it. You have to connect the energy loops, close the energy loops. You have to heal your inner child so you have unconditional love for yourself and recognize, yes, you're going to make mistakes along the way. And your healers, my friend, your human healers, my friends, are just humans with foibles and mistakes along the way. They are not higher than you. They may have more knowledge than you, and they may tell you that they have all the answers. But my friends, they have answers from textbooks from other men and very few women scientists that have put logic as our brilliance. But logic without soul is arrogance. So this is, I'm all about yes and not either or. And I'm here to usher in integrative healing. Healing through play. Healing through adult play. Yes, my friend, sexuality is adult play that integrates the emotional connection, the physical connection, the sensations of the body, the heart connections, and the sensing your emotions and your physical body, and actually silencing the mind, but sometimes using the mind to choose your partners, choose how you want to play, choose the doorway and the room you want to play in. And so, my friends, we are once again going to take a break. I want you to come back. I want you to think about the doorways and the thresholds and the rooms that you like to play in. Where and with whom do you get joy and pleasure and ecstasy? Because you might get it at the ocean's edge or at the top of a mountain. You might get it in a restaurant with your favorite chef. You might get it in your bedroom or in your kitchen. So choose the room you want to grow in. Choose the room you want to play in. Choose the outdoors and the indoors. Choose the people who lift you up and change your brain by moving from the brain on the left, that logic brain, back into your whole body. So you can become your wise sage self and know if I'm alive, I'm breathing, I'm okay. The rest is story. And I can always edit my story from the rock in the backpack to the stairway to heaven. My friends, go get a drink. Go look at the rooms in your house and make sure they give you pleasure as we take a little break. You are listening to Your Healing Playground.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul, from neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk. She'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. Once again, you are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. If you enjoy any of my episodes, please go and leave a 5-star review. Share us with your friends. Spread the word that I am using my voice to talk about integrative healing, multiple modalities to your healthiest self, to your best life, to a pleasure-filled, ecstatic life. Because, my friends, you are entitled to living free in your body. You are entitled to living with love in your body. Unconditional love for yourself, my friends, is allowing yourself to feel joy and pleasure even when the hurricane is raging inside and outside of you. It's allowing yourself to quiet and gag the inner child and tell her, just because there was a failure or a mistake in life, you don't have to flagellate yourself over and over and over again. You are entitled to joy. You are entitled to move on. If you are grieving the loss of a loved one, that means you loved. And so, yes, feel all the sensations of grief and sadness, maybe anger and rage about how they died. But allow yourself to celebrate that you're human, having a human existence, and you are able to feel. Because, my friends, we are more than our bodies. I try and teach. I have a children's book called Who Am I? And my friends, we live in a world where we're a head on a stick thinking we are the identity, our name that we were given, this body that we are. But I invite you that you can change your mind and you can change your thoughts, and you literally can have new neurons, neurons that wire together, fire together, and you can repave and reconstruct your being. You can change your story and have a complete new architecture of the wirings. You can do it with plant medicine. You could do it with meditation. You could do it with therapy. You could do it on your own just by taking an hour every day to sit with your body and feel this intense, amazing body that you were gifted. And so, my friends, if you can change your mind and change your story and edit of how that all the things that led up to this moment actually prepared you for this moment in time, again, the graduation becoming the commencement, then are you your mind? Or are you the one watching your mind, playing with your mind, editing and changing your story? Now, you can have so many emotions, and in any one moment, you can have been tears of joy and laughing so hard that you're crying and you're peeing in your pants, and you start hysterically laughing because you were crying and you peed in your pants, and you literally can hold all these emotions at once, or you can cycle through them from, I teach people how to go from despair to depression, from depression to rage, from rage to anger, from anger to acceptance, from acceptance to patience and peace, and from peace to love and joy and ecstasy, that you can feel that all. And my friends, in 90 seconds of sitting with your feelings, you can ask this microbiome and this gut of yours and this heart of yours of what it is, why it is having all these emotions, what does it want from you? And you can go through that spiral staircase in 90 seconds to get back to unconditional love for yourself, that you have the capability and the awareness, the God force within you to be human, to feel all of this and be aware of your live existence. So my friends, you're not your heart and your emotions, but you feel your heart and your emotions, and they are constantly changing like the weather. Your body? Are you your body, really? Can you go to the DMV and change your name and decide to be your middle name? Some people change their genders. Some people, like myself, had to remove a uterus when it got too big. It was creating a life of its own, I say. I joke because maybe I wasn't creating the life I was supposed to create. So the powers that be in my body conspired to make me have surgery, to experience what I do for others. How ironic, now that I think about it, that it wasn't just any surgery. It was a surgery that I know how to perform. And I had to let someone else care for me. I had to find my team, right? My surgeon, my anesthesiologist, the nurses. I had to experience the terror that my patients had going under. So, my friends, your body, I'm still me, the same me, just without a uterus, but not without my root and my creative chakras of creating my life. I did not lose the energetic place where my womb was. But you can remove parts of your body and you're still you. And my friends, I can leave my office, from my small office, sharing an office with someone, to my own office, to sharing again, to moving to a bigger place, to leaving that one, to being in another office, to perhaps getting rid of an office altogether and using my voice to coach through Zoom or coach through retreats. I am a healer. Even when I go on dates, I've diagnosed people in their illnesses. I've gone up to people in restrooms and invited myself into their story to give them tidbits of knowledge with love and care. I cannot not be a healer because that feels like an intrinsic part of me, but how I heal can morph and change as I morph and change. And so, my friends, if you're not your mind, your body, your heart, and your energetic environment, who are you? Are you even human? Because, my friends, if you lined up the DNA in your body, your DNA would be the size of your heart. And the rest of the DNA in this awesome physical specimen that you are is your microbiome. Yes, the God force in you, the DNA, the human force in you organized all this energy. It's like it built a city of your microbiome. So that all these one cells of the human cells made organs, and the one cell microbiomes are the supporting structures to your own personal organs. And so, my friends, the physical structure supports the energetic structure, that, but the energetic structure organizes the physical structure. And my friends, that's the dance of the masculine and the feminine. The feminine is the energy within, the energy of the universe, the expansive energy that comes together in a logical, organized form that we so we can experience and feel and see and taste and touch our universe. So we organize this expansive cosmic energy soup into grass and water and earth and humans and animals, and we, that's the masculine form and structure. And our logic brains are the masculine form and structure, and our emotional connections are the feminine energy within. And we are both always dancing. We are males and females, have masculine and feminine together. And my friends, the feminine body creates something out of nothing, but she can't do it alone. She needs the masculine form and structure to support that. The big bang of sperm and egg together bursting a new human represents the rebirth of an entire universe that becomes you. And you are birthed from nothing into something, and eventually you go back into that nothing. And my friends, this time of my life, I was the only one of my generation at the Thanksgiving table. Let's talk about a portal and a transformation. The next generation took over the mantle of hosting Thanksgiving dinner. And for my family, this was a Thanksgiving dinner with way less alcohol than ever before. What a transformation without this distraction, perhaps, of drinking. We noticed there were no arguments at the table with this conglomeration of family members. And I remember noticing in my own family, my father, when he gave up alcohol, the arguments between my father and myself and my father and my siblings went down significantly. Because alcohol, my friends, is pleasurable, and I love a good cocktail. But it also can open up a portal to being back in that inner child. It can be a distraction. The way social media is a distraction. The way getting news from one source and not all source to just reinforce the stories in your head can be a distraction. Plant medicine can open up and rearrange the wirings. And yet that, my friends, is still on the not sure we can go there, because maybe that can actually cure some mental illness. But we can allow alcohol, which distracts us. It's a toxin to the body, and it often perpetuates the inner child. So I ask you, my friends, what doorway, what threshold do you want to cross over? Today is the first day of a new month. This month is darkness. And at the end of this month, we celebrate the light coming out of the darkness. That's a portal to a new way. So again, we're going to take our last break. Go think about this new month, the coming year, light into darkness as portals to the newest you. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network.
Your healing playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer. This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, that's a mouthful even for me. I am a witchy doctor. I am a coach, a speaker, an author. I am today your change advocate. And follow me on Dr. Tina Plays on TikTok, at Women's Reproduction, on Facebook and Instagram, or Dr. Tina Coaches. You can find my website, Dr. Tina Plays, as I roll out prioritizing play and pleasure. I, my friends, have to be the adult in the room. I've played with voice as a choice this weekend. Voice, is it victory over the inner child everywhere? Or is it violently oppressing through industrialized corporations everywhere? And my friends, can we bring sex and sexy back to reproduction? Because sex and sexy is safety in the body. Are you safe to transition from single to paired, from no children to kids, from one kid to the next? Can you experience all the emotions and accept all your emotions, all the fears that come up with the transition, the portal from no kid to one kid, from one kid to many kids, from relationship, from doing this single? Maybe you want to be a single mom because relationships aren't there yet. Can you sit with those emotions of going against change, change of society, change of civilization, of doing life your way? Can you experience your body? Can you literally experience your body? Can you feel the microbiome? Are you feeding your microbiome healthy food so they can gift you a baby and gift you the life you always wanted? Can you experience your body and notice where you're depleted because you're working, 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 struggling, struggling, struggling to do it all by yourself? Or maybe you're working, working, working just to have a baby and you're not taking the time to rock on the rocking chair for when you will be a mom and you will need to sit with your child and just be present. My friends, I was such a head on a stick, and my kids say, Mom, you were present and never present. I was reading my textbooks while nursing my babies. I was nursing and pumping at work on the exam tables while studying. I was always multitasking and never fully present. My friends, I don't want that for you. And can you experience your body and the grief and the emotions that are stored in the trauma from your past and move through the trauma of the past and realize it doesn't define you, and you can have your dreams, which is the career or the baby or the relationship that you really want? And my friends, do you know your why? That's when sex becomes sexy. Why do you want this relationship? Why do you want this child? Are you whole when you call in another? Or are you hoping this baby and this relationship are here to heal you? Because I invite you, my friends, you can heal yourself by yourself. You are whole. You can heal your relationship by yourself by changing your relationship to yourself and bringing the new you into the relationship. So, my friends, invite yourself into the doorway of your body, into the doorway of your soul. Feel your heart be in coherence, heart and mind together. Feel your emotions. Feed yourself with sunlight and nature. Feed yourself with breath work. The breath work takes you out of your brain back into your body. It is magical. It is the steering wheel from fight, flight, freeze, or please to rest, digest, relax, reproduce, rejuvenate. Yes, my friends, you have free breath work at your disposal. Work with a breath work coach or teacher or myself to help you breathe yourself into more energy or into relaxation. Experience this incredible body you have. And if you are on the journey to have babies, enjoy sexuality and pleasure, even intercourse, if you've been told you can't have intercourse. Because, my friends, when you are safe in your body wants to heal you, mind, body, heart, and spirit. Your body wants you to be healthy. Your microbiome that makes the energy of your human cells work and play and pleasure is your turn on, is all there for you to experience your best, most magical life. So dream your dream, my friends. Conceive it, believe it, achieve it. But the through line from conceive, believe, achieve, the portal from the doorway of the past to the future is through feeling, connecting energetically, emotionally, physically. Feel yourself from past to future, but live in the now. Live on that doorway that is the threshold from yesterday to tomorrow. Stay present in the threshold. You are always cocooning and changing because, my friend, change is a constant. But be present to the now. If you're enjoying this show, please give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Search for Your Healing Playground. I would be so grateful. Please assist in sharing my voice. Because, my friends, I want a voice. I want victory over the inner critic everywhere. I want everyone to experience unconditional love for themselves, their child, themselves at this moment, right now, in their body, presently, to usher in their best, most magical future wise sage self. Because, my friends, you are given this one ecstatic life to enjoy. But we need to feel all the hills and valleys of life itself. The storms will be coming over and over and over. You don't need to schedule those, but you need to play with yourself in safety to bring and schedule pleasure into your life so you can always be the calm watching the storms, because that's how you energize. Can you pull in energy from the storms themselves, from the lightning and the thunder of the craziness of life, and energize yourself from all of life? Can you find joy in all of life? My friends, I'm signing off today. May this day be a doorway, a threshold, a pathway to your best, most magical, ecstatic life. I wish for you unconditional joy, unconditional love, freedom to live in alignment, mind, body, heart, and soul, so you can have and be balanced, your masculine, your feminine, your energy, and your form. Be you.
If
always.
You felt something move today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness, play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine.